I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth will I apply all of my efforts and become the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. This is a quote by Og Mandino. Hello and good day. I'm Renee Perry, and welcome to Business Success Starts with Loving Your Work podcast. Living our life on purpose is straining our potential until it cries for mercy. It is never too early or too late to think about how to live a more meaningful and purposeful life. What does having a purpose in life mean exactly? Psychiatry.org defines it this way, and I quote, "It means having a central, organizing life aim, an overall sense of direction in one's life, and a belief that one's life activities are valuable and important, making a positive mark on the world. Research indicates that having a purpose in life is good for mental health. For example, having greater purpose in life was significantly associated with lower levels of depression and anxiety." End of quote. According to an article in psychiatry.org in December of 2023, just a few months ago, a lack of purpose or direction may be an important contributing factor to high levels of mental health concerns among young adults, according to a report named On Edge: Understanding and Preventing Young Adults' Mental Health Challenges from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. They found that young adults from the age of 18 to 25 years old in the U.S. reported twice the rates of anxiety and depression as teens, 36% versus 18%. A lack of meaning, purpose, and direction was strongly associated with poor mental health. 58% of young adults reported that they lacked meaning or purpose in their lives, and half of young adults reported that their mental health was negatively influenced by not knowing what to do with their life. And last, according to a study in 2017 by a team of Harvard School of Public Health researchers, I quote, "You are more likely to remain healthy and physically strong with reduced risk of disability, stroke, heart disease, and sleep issues as you grow older if you feel you have a higher sense of purpose in your life, defined as having meaning, a sense of direction, and goals." They also noted that since your sense of purpose can evolve or grow, making sure that you develop yours can improve not only your physical function, but also your mental health. End of quote. In other words, having a purpose in life improves your mental, physical, and emotional well-being and health, no matter if you are 18 years old or 88 years old. Stepping out of our comfort zone into the abyss of the unknown of business ownership takes courage, determination, commitment, tenacity, and resilience, not to mention a willingness, readiness, and ability to constantly evolve, learn, and grow. And business ownership definitely strains our potential until it cries for mercy. At least it has done that for me. However, I can't imagine doing anything else in my life. By no means am I in a glamorous industry, but it is a fascinating industry because the transportation industry is the foundation to all other industries, and it is the barometer to how overall the economy is doing. And I have learned more than I could ever realize when first embarking on this journey. As challenging as running a business has been, I would never have been happy doing anything else than what I have done in my career. It has pushed me beyond any comfort zone that I ever thought I could manage, especially since living with anxiety for most of my life. I have found purpose beyond my family, and I have loved my work. I have been able to continue to evolve, grow, learn, and become hopefully a bit wiser throughout these 40 years. When my husband and I started our business back in 1985, it was just a way of making some extra money while doing things that we both enjoyed doing. This small concept just kept snowballing to the point that we are now planning on retiring in less than 2 years. You don't have to know everything all at once. As a matter of fact, you will just be scratching the surface of knowledge when starting a business. And it will unfold and evolve in a way that is mostly in bits and pieces with a hurdle or two or three thrown in every so often for good measure. My husband and I are the 5% that have made it beyond 30 years in business. When we started this adventure together, I had no idea where I would be led. I took it day by day and year by year without trying to overthink everything, and instead follow my heart. which is not an easy task for me. I am a serious overthinker by nature. We are not special by any means for making it this long. We have just followed the business process and continuously resolved problems along the way. It has been a bit of mental gymnastics, I will admit. But what successful career doesn't go through this? No matter what we do, it will be challenging, stressful, and intense. But the hope and goal is it will also be fun, purposeful, and impactful. Small businesses are the backbone and lifeblood of the U.S. economy, creating 2/3 of net new jobs. There are 33,185,550 small businesses in the United States that employ 61.7 million Americans, totaling 46% of private sector employees. From 1995 to 2021, small businesses generated 17 million net new jobs, accounting for 63% of net jobs created since 1995. Research also shows that more than 41 million American adults currently work as solopreneurs. Of all the solopreneurs surveyed in 2023, 42% have been running their business for less than 1 year. Around half of all of these small businesses, which total 37,092,775, will not survive after their 5th year. Millions of jobs will be lost. My goal in doing these podcasts is that anyone with the desire and initiative to want to start their own business, to do what is on purpose for them and what they love to do, will be successful in doing so. Since I started my business at the age of 20, my heart is even more aligned with the young adults who have such gumption to embark on an unknown and wee bit terrifying venture. In order to do this, these young people must have a good sense of purpose and direction, because it's not for the faint of heart otherwise. I believe that if you would like your children to reach their late teens with the same sense of purpose and direction, it is imperative that we guide our children to connect with who they are and what they would like to do, at least the starting point. A point they don't need to hang out in, but just need to get started in. To help them discover interests while teaching some skills along the way to uncover what they enjoy doing and to show them that learning and growing can be fun and challenging at the same time. It requires being exposed to many different experiences about themselves and the world around them. By doing this, our young adults have an opportunity to learn about what they really enjoy and begin their purposeful journey at a young age. I don't believe that everyone is suited to own their own business, but I do believe everyone has passion, core values, strengths, skills, interests, natural abilities, vision, and goals that, when in sync and applied, will lead to a purposeful life. Now, we can have an understanding of the many benefits of following our purpose and to do what we love to do, but let's talk about what holds us back, besides what we have talked about in an earlier podcast regarding our overall beliefs, assumptions, and fears. As a microcosm of these, what holds us back often are our challenges, failures, or fear of failure. When I started my business 2 years out of high school, complete failure to me was not an option. But I have experienced, and I say this in quotes, failures along the way. However, I don't necessarily see what some may call failures as failures, as much as an opportunity to change things when something isn't working the way you want it to. Failures to me are more like guidance to do something different. I really hate the word failure because it sounds so bad, making it seem impossible to recover from. Like, maybe you should just stick your head in the sand somewhere and never come back up for air. Have you ever experienced something that went completely wrong or in an unexpected and unwanted direction that maybe you and others may call a failure? But when you look back on it, you realize it was a blessing instead of a curse. That's because a failure is always an opportunity to do something different and give us a chance to go into a more thriving direction than the direction we were currently headed in. Research has shown that everyone experiences failures. Of course we do. Failure is an essential prerequisite to success. This is a quote by Dashen Wang, Associate Professor of Management and Organizations at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. After an analysis of over 776,000 grant applications, and after spending decades researching failure to success. Every winner begins as a loser, says Wang, but not every failure leads to success, end of quote. What ultimately separates the winners from the losers is not persistence. One of the more intriguing findings is that the people who eventually succeeded and the people who eventually failed tried basically the same number of times to achieve their goals. It turns out that trying again and again only works if you learn from your previous failures. I quote, "You have to figure out what worked and what didn't, and then focus on what needs to be improved, instead of thrashing around and changing everything," says Wang. The people who failed didn't necessarily work less than those who succeeded. They could actually have worked more. It's just that they made more unnecessary changes. End of quote. Wang points out that the existence of the tipping point cuts against the traditional explanations for failure or success, such as luck or a person's work habits. He said, and I quote, "What we're showing here is that even in the absence of such differences, you can still have very different outcomes," end of quote. What matters is how people fail, how they respond to failure, and where those failures lead. Find your purpose by loving your work. Whatever you love to do is purposeful and matters, and you will have less chance of quitting because you love doing it, and you will find a way to make it work. When you are up against a failure, figure out what needs to change and change it. Don't change everything. In 2007, I started to work on my husband a bit to sell our heavy truck repair business. I was getting information in the mail from a business broker and really wanted to go in a different direction. My husband was experiencing at that time nonstop migraines, something new that had developed. These migraines mimicked mini strokes where he wasn't able to talk coherently, had blind spots, and would have to lay down. Not a great thing to happen while working a dangerous job. He was always irritated, which would become apparent when you saw his phone fly across the shop, and I could tell he lost his desire in this business and that it was going to give him a heart attack if we stuck with it. After all, we'd been doing it for 24 years. Finally, 3 years later, on one sunny, cold Sunday morning, he admitted to me that he was ready to sell the business. I asked him why. Why he didn't before, and he replied that it was because he wanted this business so bad, in the beginning, having to talk me into it, that he felt he should stay committed to it for the rest of his life. I knew that it was time to move on and that we had evolved and needed to give into this awareness. We had felt stuck for a few years because we were wanting to push out of our comfort zone into a new direction, and we were refusing to do so. Now, to some people, they may say we failed because we sold the business, but not to me. I saw it as an opportunity to expand and do better than how we were constricted and contained before. And truly, and I've said this before, selling this business was one of the scariest and best decisions we ever made. There are a zillion examples of people who could be deemed as failing, when in fact, through time and hindsight, it becomes obvious that they didn't fail at all. As written in Britannica, Albert Einstein is a great example of a failure to success story. We now know him to be a brilliant physicist who revolutionized physics and won a Nobel Prize. In his early teen years, he was left at a boarding house in Munich to finish his education, but was worried about the looming prospect of military duty when he turned 16. So he ran away 6 months later and went back home. His parents realized the enormous problems that Einstein faced as a school dropout and draft dodger, with no employable skills. He was rejected from Swiss Federal Polytechnic School, a school in Switzerland ranking with the top universities in the world, on his first attempt. He made it in, however, on his second attempt. In 1900, after graduation, Einstein faced one of his greatest crises in his life. He was turned down for every academic position that he applied to, every single one. In 1902, he took what was considered lowly jobs tutoring children, but was fired from that. In 1903, he got a position as a clerk in the Swiss Patent Office, not his ideal career choice as a teacher. In hindsight, Einstein's job at the patent office was a blessing. He would quickly finish analyzing patent applications, leaving him time to daydream about what would happen if you raced alongside a light beam. This insight led Einstein to formulate the principle of relativity. By 1911, Albert Einstein was finally on the path to teaching, 9 years after graduating from the university. I am drawn to listening to interviews and watching documentaries on pretty much anyone. I don't discriminate because I believe that everyone has a story to tell that is fascinating and that can teach us something. There has never been a personal story told that talks about only success and never failure or major challenges. It's impossible. We all experience what we call failures and challenges. Nothing takes away the challenges that we have been faced with and will experience in our future. Challenges and struggles are part of life that we cannot wish away. Without them, we cannot evolve and grow stronger. They are necessary. One of my favorite stories I like to share is the time I took my young kids to Arizona in the 90s, and we visited the Biosphere 2 in Oracle. It was designed as an experiment, and it failed tremendously. If you want to learn more about it, I wrote a blog that is on my website pertaining to the many business lessons I learned from it. Anyway, the Biosphere 2 was a big building that was to teach people how to use the land to be sustainable. One of the bigger mistakes the scientists made when designing the biosphere was that they didn't account for the importance of wind. The stronger the wind, the stronger the tree. Without wind in the biosphere, the trees were weak, low, and crawling along the ground. They were not strong, nor did they rise to the sky. We as humans cannot be strong or rise to our potential without wind or without our challenges and struggles. There is no easy path to take in life. Then why not create and choose your own path, a path that gets you up in the morning with enthusiasm and a bounce in your step, a path that gives you independence, control, and freedom over your life, a path that gives you purpose and meaning. And no matter what you decide your purpose is, there is no need for competition amongst ourselves. Today, there is a lot of competition amongst everyone, starting with our young children who feel the stress of activities, sports, and school at a very young age, practically out of the womb. But with how unique we all are and with all of us wanting something different in life, there is no one else to compete with because there is room for all of us to do it our way. Our direction or purpose in life will change and evolve through various stages of our lives. I went from being a legal secretary to business owner of three businesses, to a business coach. Purpose is not a specific destination, but a journey and a process. Don't limit yourself. Strain your potential. If you are at a point where you don't have a clear direction or purpose, there are ways you can intentionally work to cultivate them, and those ways I have discussed and outlined in great detail in the first podcast. It's also the reason why I love doing workshops, because they too tap into who you are and what it is you really want, leaving a clear path that will point you in the direction of allowing your purpose to be revealed and to unfold by showing you what you love to do and how you want to do it. Plus, they're fun. It's fun to learn about ourselves. If you have any questions, feedback, or ideas about future podcasts, feel free to contact me. You can reach me at my email at reneeperrycoaching@yahoo.com or on my contact page on my website at reneeperrybusiness.com. I would love to hear from you. Also, don't forget to click the subscribe button below the podcast to hear more in the future. We experience challenges and failures in our life no matter what we are doing. Loving your work doesn't end all of your hardships, but it sure makes life more enjoyable when we spend at least a third of our adult years working and doing something we love to do that is meaningful and gives us the feeling of purpose. Life is too short to do it any other way. It's not whether you fail, it's how you react to it that matters. As my dad would often tell me, it's okay to fail, but you better learn from it. Otherwise, you're doomed to continue to fail. Through these 10 podcasts, my vision was to outline what is essential to being successful in business, such as wanting you to recognize the amazing gift you are to this world by just being yourself, and how doing something as simple as being yourself will reward you beyond your dreams by doing what feels on purpose to you. You have amazing gifts that comprise of your passions, your core values, strengths, your natural abilities, interests, your skills, your vision, and your goals, that when you apply them, will guide you to who you really are and what you really want in your life and business or career, to your life purpose. These gifts will point you to three essential elements to being successful in business, which includes 1, loving what you do, loving your work. 2, differentiating in the marketplace. And 3, developing a plan that really matters to you, a plan you can get behind and be excited about. These three essential elements lead you to your business success, however you want to define success, because it's different for all of us. Following who we are and what we really want allows us the life, business, and our career that will put us in an uncomfortable position when pushing through our limits and potential of business ownership. Being successful in business is not a complicated process, but it's also not an easy process. Instead, it's more simple than we believe, which I've tried to lay out in a way that helps you to understand and use what I have found to be imperative to my success for yourself. This podcast is to wrap up the first 9 podcasts. More podcasts are to come where I will be interviewing other business owners and entrepreneurs in different phases of their business. I want these podcasts to be about real life examples of businesses and not focus on the atypical owners that are considered to have fame and fortune. The focus will be how others have started their journey, where they are now, and what have been their challenges, and what have they learned that they would like everyone to know, while sprinkling some wisdom and inspiration along the way. A well-known quote by Gina Militia reads, and I quote, "A comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there," end of quote. Thank you for joining me. And remember, you have a purpose. Grow into a mountain and strain your potential. Life is too short not to. You will never regret it.